Right now, we are going to welcome in a guest, Tino Galluzzo from the White Gallery. Tino, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall.
And it is that time of the year. We're coming up this weekend, as a matter of fact. I think it starts on Saturday, the reception for the Artful Season at the White Gallery. Am I right about that?
You sure are. We're really looking forward to it. This is probably one of the most fun shows that we put together because it gives us an opportunity to honor and celebrate the artists that we've shown, our what we call our gallery artists, and to also introduce some new artists, some of whom will be shown in the coming year, and of course, just an opportunity to get together and have the first holiday party of the year.
Now, once again, the actual reception will be this Saturday from 5 till 7 at the gallery. Now, I want to ask you a question. On your Facebook page, there's a painting of the White Gallery. Who did that?
That's David Dunlop.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You know, it's just a really nice, soft, warm feeling.
I actually, David did that for us back in 2002 or 2003. I can't remember the exact date, but it is. I love that particular painting, and we do own that one. We're not selling that one.
Well, so now, how many artists are going to be represented at this show?
Well, we've got about 11 artists. We have 11 artists, and we have four or five new artists or artists that are new to our gallery, as well as I said, the ability to honor some of our gallery artists that we've shown in the previous years. Most importantly is an artist that we showed back in 2004, Helen Cantrell. We had a wonderful show with Helen. She is an amazing print artist as well as a great painter. She moved far away and has come back to Connecticut, and we're thrilled to have her back. We have about three or four of her pieces, which are gorgeous. The students might want to know that we are showing their favorite art teacher, Mr. Warren Prindle. We have several pieces of art that Mr. Prindle has created, and we're excited about them. One is exceptionally humorous, and one is a beautiful landscape. And then we have a woman from outside the Winsted area, Gay Shemp, who works on encaustic. And, of course, some of our artists are doing some new things, so we like to show those. Janet Andre Block, who we've shown before, is doing something quite different and quite interesting. Kate Stiassini, who we've had, who's been a quilt artist for years, is going in a different direction with fabric, and we're excited.
Well, you know, it's great because this really is the wrap up show for the year, and you start to get ready for next year. But it also is a nice way just to get through the holiday season and still enjoy art and see what these various artists are doing.
Oh, I agree. I think that, you know, it's always fun to have a little bit of holiday cheer early in the month. We try to open the show as early in the month as possible. We're very fortunate this year, December 1st. Is Saturday, so we're thrilled about that. Yes, it's an opportunity for our neighbors and our friends to stop by, enjoy this art, which we enjoy, and share some holiday cheer with our friends and neighbors.
Now the reception, like we said, is Saturday, and from 5 till 7. Is that the day the show opens as well?
Yes, we're going to open it that morning. There are some people who always like to come in. As soon as we open, we will be opening at 11 o'clock on Saturday with this particular show. We're very, very happy to have you come in that day or come in and have fun with us that evening with our holiday reception.
And how long will the show be up?
We're having this one up until January 13th, at which point we run into our winter warmer season, which means that we consistently change the art that's up on the wall all through the winter, so that you rarely see the same configuration or the same curation of art every other week or so until April and May when we actually open up. And, of course, as you remember, Marshall, our season starts with the blue and gold at the White, and then we go from there.
And this—it just sounds like it's a great way to spend a Saturday evening, taking a look at some art and also checking in for the holiday season at the White Gallery.
Right. I mean, we are always saying that we're a great place to go, only because not only do you get the opportunity to see the art, there are two other galleries in our little area, and then we have some wonderful restaurants. So some people come make reservations at some of the local restaurants, come and have a drink, a glass of eggnog or whatever with us, and then go out and have a nice dinner, and the weather doesn't look like it's going to be painful. So we are looking forward to seeing you all and enjoying the evening with you.
You know, it's not that long ago, I remember, and Salisbury always had far more things going on than Lakeville, and Lakeville has really turned it around in the past couple of years between the galleries, the restaurants, and the businesses, where you've got a lot going on in that town.
Yeah, we're really happy to see that we're vibrant now, or more vibrant than I think we've ever been. It's slowly coming back to being, I think, more of a walking town, and that's something that's going to help everyone. I think the gardens have made a difference. The fact that we have some new businesses, a new gallery, our restaurants are doing well. I think that all of that mix comes together and you know, beginning of a really vibrant community.
All right, well, once again, the 2018 Artful Season Holiday Cheer Reception and Opening will be on Saturday the 1st from 5 till 7 at the White Gallery, the White Gallery Art. You'll also find them on Facebook. Tino, thanks for getting up this morning.
Marshall, let me be the first to wish you a happy holiday.
Happy holidays to you, Tino, and also to everybody out there.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Care. You're welcome. Tino Galuzzo this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.